Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM here in Madison. I'm holding down the fort in the Solidarity Realty Studios, as well as on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha. Are you lingering, Brian?
That's just the Cranberries.
Just a little Cranberries tribute band?
Yeah, this one goes out to Fred Pratt. Do you have to let it linger?
Do you have to?
Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger? Dude, just go do something else, like literally anything else. Like what is so important that could be?
Oh, you want to know what Fred Pren's going to probably line up after this, Brian? It's probably going to be some kind of cushy lobbyist job for all the hard work that he's doing to, you know, prevent any strict votes on PFAS contamination, on whether or not the hunters from out of state can come in and kill a bunch of gray wolves in the state.
That'll have no economic impact or environmental impact
whatsoever. None whatsoever. So that's what he's got. He's got, I believe he's a dentist from the Wausau region. So I don't know how much interest
that's
he
good.
Actually has in the lobbyist position, but there'll probably be that one
honestly,
for him. If
honestly, if
it.
Everybody if everybody up north has crappy water and then they rot their teeth out, that's good for him. You know, he's the one in five dentists that don't
Doesn't
think you
recommend?
Should. Oh, no, don't brush your teeth at all. Just keep coming to me. No, I'll take care of it. It's fine. No, I'll charge you a little bit less than normal. That's fine. The volume here. We'll make it up on volume. It's fine. So with this, basically the way that the Republicans have treated who have been in power, okay?
Yeah. For Republican lawmakers and decision makers. We're not talking about Republican voters here. We're not.
Well, at this point, they're supporting it, so just be aware that you're supporting this.
Correct, but I want to differentiate between the two because I think that's important. The Republican, the mindset the Republican lawmakers and decision makers have is what we're about to dive into is leading to these consequences. Because
yes,
there are Republican public sector employees, which we're going to talk about, that aren't those lawmakers and elected officials.
I want to go back to that Voss quote before we move forward.
Oh, there's a Voss quote in regards to the filing of the lawsuit by Attorney General Josh Call and Tony Evers.
This perfectly highlights what the situations that are leading to what we're going to talk about. So let's go.
All right, hang on. Yeah, ad lib a little bit, Brian. I got to pull up the
right,
because I started pulling up our next story.
So. No, I got you. So basically, Robin Voss is sitting there and he's Call and Evers, like we said, were trying to figure out which of these laws that, you know, Republicans had passed to go and basically mitigate the Roe v. Wade decision, the first one where abortion became legal, where and Robin Voss is complaining.
Has a little bit of a different mindset on it. So this is the quote.
A different take. It is just the most disingenuous piece of crap statement I've ever heard from a person who clearly assumes that his voters are either so loyal or so stupid that they can't see what is actually happening.
Yeah, and this is now from a piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel written by Molly Beck. And so diving down into the body of the piece, this is Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's reaction to the lawsuit filed by Attorney General Call and Governor Evers. Quote, "Once again, we will do Attorney General Call's job and vigorously defend the law. It's sad that Evers and Call want to break the law instead of work with the legislature," Voss said.
Are you effing kidding me? One, they are trying to interpret what the law you're actually trying to go and enforce is before they enforce it. And number two, Evers literally, this month, not even like a week or two ago.
Last
Wednesday, asked them to go in and have a legislative session to clarify this exact point. And you know what this smug SOB did? He gaveled in and gaveled out for spite, and he did nothing about it, and he turned around a week later and is now blaming freaking Tony Evers for the stuff he refused to freaking do.
Yeah, that's that. You hit it right on the head, Brian.
A piece of crap.
That is 100% what the Assembly Speaker did, because he is now trying to say that the legislature is going to go. And folks, this is going to go on top of the $12 million in private attorneys that the legislature is going to hire since 2019 when Evers was sworn in as governor. This is going to go on top of that if the Republican legislature wants to go and try to argue in court that it has to be the 1849 law rather than any of the other subsequent laws on abortion that have been passed in the state of Wisconsin since then. Including
if you vote for and support these people, you are either stupid and uninformed, or you're so loyal and culty it's too far gone. That's it.
I think there's a little wiggle room in there too, but
I'm done.
You're coming down on a hard line on this.
This
one,
is
man.
Crap. I'm like a week ago. A week ago, you had a chance to go and do something. You were specifically asked, and you said, and you have the nerve to go and say, Evers wouldn't work with the legislature. You had a chance. He literally told you to do it. He asked you to do it.
I don't know if he was there. It was, I believe, in the assembly. Rep Tyler August, I believe, was the one that gaveled in and gaveled out. So the assembly
smug bastard couldn't
even
be bothered to do his own freaking job, and he has to bother a week later to go and complain. Once again, the legislature has to do Colin Evers' job. Shut up.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wrapped up the show for the state assembly at the end of February, 4 months ago, Brian. We're going to be going on the fifth month now, and he's got the gall to say that it's Tody Evers and Josh Call that aren't doing their jobs.
What? I don't know what else to tell you, people. I don't know what else to tell you, people. This is he's blatantly not doing his job and then blaming it on Evers.
Yeah. After Evers called for the special session to have them address this.
I'm not trying to like have a different point of view on this. This is literally what he did.
We are literally just describing the timeline of how it is unfolding, Brian. That is all it is. It is a joke that the assembly speaker believes that is the approach that he can take. Because, I think it goes back to the Fred Prehn thing, where it's disdain for voters of Wisconsin. They do not care. The Assembly
they
Speaker
don't think
Robin
you're
Voss
smart enough to actually see what they're doing.
Does not care.
Or you're either that or you're too busy.
He has
to
insulated
care.
Himself into a gerrymandered map where he believes he operates beyond consequences. He believes that he can linger in this mindset. That he can do whatever he wants. He can make up the fabric. He can fabricate reality, Brian, and say that it's Evers and Call that are not doing. Mind you, Evers' quote on it was, we're doing this now because time is of the essence. We need to figure out what Wisconsin's laws are on abortion now. We can't wait until next spring after there's a new Supreme Court potentially. He's
Voss
saying we got to do it now.
Voss and friends had a chance to clarify it, and they didn't. By the way, since we only have 40 seconds left, I want to read this headline. Public sector employment is at its lowest in two decades, according to Wisconsin Policy Forum. In a time when there's the lowest unemployment levels ever, public sector employment is at its lowest in two decades. I wonder why that is. Why wouldn't you want to work for the state right now?
And could it be the fact that, you know, state funding laws are really hamstringing municipalities? And again, the legislature is just on a 10-month vacation. They don't want to address it.
They're too busy spending money, wasting your money on stupid lawsuits.
$3.8 billion, I believe, in surplus. $3.8 billion in the surplus, but they won't send it back to us. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents. Devil's Advocates are coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Forever. Forever. Forever.